Your cotton used to get up a lot higher, didn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. Cotton, it, I was telling my boss back, he knew all about it. But I was telling him when I was a boy, cotton, you could see, you couldn't see me in it. Walking through it. A man would be going down through that course of breaking vine with a mule, gonna drive one fore down through it, you know, so he could pick it good.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see him until he got to the end. But now you can look all over cotton tree. Cotton don't grow real high.
Yeah. That's interesting. This tape here. It's okay. Well, was there a place where you kept your hogs?
Yeah, had a hog pen. Hit us off. Well, we built a pen, according to how many hogs we had.
Yeah.
We built a pen for him, and then if we got ready to kill one, we built another pen and built a floor and put him on it up off the ground. Feed him corn for about a month. Fatten him up good, clean him up good, and he go.
Yeah.
We go eat some then.
You kill him now, or did you wait a certain time of year?
Or it'd be
any time you wanted one?
Well, it'd be about December. November, December, long around Christmas, same time.
When the weather got...
Because didn't have no ice boxes or nothing, you know. Wasn't no ice boxes long in here.
How did you keep anything?
That's what I wonder now. I wonder about that myself. I mean, it wouldn't spoil. You salted that meat down, put it in, get a box. You had to call a smokehouse out there, build a house out there. And you put plenty of salt on that meat.
And it never got...
Tainy, and sometimes it's tainted, they throw it away, they throw that way. If it got too hot on it, that salt didn't take. He said, I didn't put enough salt on it. And they learned to get some sort of other stuff to call, I think it was saltpeter, I think the same. They wouldn't let it spoil. To mix it up with that, you know. And they would put that in there, and when that salt draw all the water out of it, draw all the greenness out of it, to become, say the meat is green, draw all that out. Then they would wash it, and then they would hang it up and let it dry, and then they'd build a... There's wood, then you could find hickory and oak chips and different stuff. And they'd smoke that meat. And wasn't no better meat than smoking. That's what they went to kill it.
Where did you keep your potatoes or...
They, out in a pump. We'd build a pump, just like we lay hay out there. They'd drive a stick in the ground, put a stick in the ground, then they'd put hay all the way around it, and then all the way around, big as one, then they'd lay them taters all around there. Then they'd get some corn stalks and put around that tater pump. You'd build that tater up, put them corn stalks all the way around like that, you know?
Yeah.
Then they'd put dirt on it. And then they would have one place they didn't put as much dirt, where they could get in there and get the tater out, you know? Sometimes they'd have a potato house with like that, hay and stuff in it, and they had a door where they could go in there and get it. And so I had a little ventilating hole where the potato wouldn't get too hot. They knew how to fix it, look like.
Do you still have cows?
No, don't want no more cows. No, I don't have no cows at all. Hogs eat.
Where do you get your milk from?
Buy it.
Are there places around here where they raise milk?
They've been had dairies, but they quit. I don't know why they get. I think it's come from Monroe, not Borden's. Slowly.
You ever sell your milk?
No, I never sold it. When I was raised, I never sold. My kids could drink it all up.
Did you have a certain way of handling your cows? What would you say to her when you wanted her to, you know, to stand still with you when you're milking?
I'd always too mean to milk to, too mean to them. So my wife, when I had them, she'd handle them more because I, if they wouldn't stand still, I'd be wanting to whoop them. Time or something. But some of them could tell them saw and all such as that, you know, and